For every 1,000 babies born live in Tarrant County, 7 will die before their first birthday.
So let's pause for a moment of silence, please.
Officials at JPS in Fort Worth gathered in the hospital's prayer garden to remember those babies. Hospital chaplain Tyrena Hallett led the traditional moment of silence. Her brief comments before heads bowed illustrated the scope of the problem.
With the loss that we've had in Tarrant County since 2007, we can fill 12 small kindergarten classrooms. I don't know what that awakens in you, but what that awakens in me is an urgency to do something.
Health officials say they're seeing higher rates of obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure among expectant mothers. Serious risk factors for premature birth and low birth weight, two of the top causes of infant death. The mother's poor nutrition, substance abuse, financial stress, and delayed prenatal care are also risk factors. Wendy Burkholder says $8 to $10 million in new government money is allowing JPS to increase services for low-income pregnant women, including something called a maternal home, a place for prenatal care and a lot more.
They need linkages into social work and linkages into case management and resources that they might not have had. So there'll be enhanced wraparound services that in the past there's been limited funding for.
For the first time, JPS is getting state money for family planning. Burkholder says 53% of pregnancies in Texas are unintended, and the new program expects to serve more than 3,000 low-income women in Tarrant County. And dental care will be offered to low-income expectant mothers for the first time. JPS CEO Robert Early wants to put the infant mortality issue on the community's radar.
It's an issue that so many people are not aware of. We can't turn our backs or our eyes to this issue. It's critically important.
There have been 4 infant deaths this week, according to the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's website data, 42 in the month of August. BJ Austin, KERA News.